Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about going to live in another country. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H each speaker's main reason for moving to the new country. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what surprised each speaker about the place where they are now living. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
While I was happy back home in the UK, I loved travelling, meeting local people, and experiencing new cultures. And I'd always wanted to see Australia, so I needed no convincing when the chance to study there came up. It wasn't a complete surprise. After all, I'd been chasing this opportunity for months. But I was overjoyed when they said yes. Life's great. I can afford to live pretty well, and communication's no problem, of course. But I did think the winter would be milder. Last year's just happened to be the worst in 26 years. Even my neighbours found it hard to bear and complained about it every time we met.
Speaker 2.
Don't get me wrong, the people here are great. We laugh at the same things. The food is as good as they say, but, well, when I arrived, I was ambitious to make my mark on the company, pass on my skills and shake things up with my fresh ideas. Turns out this isn't how things are done here. I soon felt I was getting nowhere. It's disappointing. You know, there are many things that might push someone to seek new openings abroad. Maybe a painful breakup, maybe a dead-end career. With me, out of the blue, I was offered a job that sounded perfect. Looking back, I should perhaps have done more research before I signed up.
Speaker 3.
4 years ago, we started a new life in the Italian countryside. We'd been working in TV in Hollywood, like most people there, but an uncontrollable itch to do something different had surfaced. We knew nobody in Italy, had never lived in the countryside before, had no farming experience. We weren't even skilled gardeners, but we loved every minute of it. We spoke basic Italian, that was about it. We couldn't get over how puzzled the villagers were about our decision. They kept saying, "What are you doing here? Why give up good jobs to come here?" How funny, we thought. They just don't understand. Well, 4 years later, we certainly do.
Speaker 4.
I felt I was taking a risk staying where I was. Opportunities for young journalists had vanished, really. One or two colleagues I knew had gone to Europe and prospered, so why not join them? Before leaving, I imagined my new life, sipping coffee in a beautiful sunlit old flat, or popping to the stores, or traveling around by effortlessly hopping on the bus. It turns out old flats aren't very nice, even the more expensive ones. Instead, my sunlit living room was built in 2007, the shops are two bus rides away, and as for the buses, slow, no climate control, and diversions mean it's less effortless than I'd reckoned.
Speaker 5.
From the minute we arrived and climbed into the taxi, on what felt like the wrong side of the road, the differences kept coming. I'd say most of the ones we've encountered here we've accepted with good humour. I live with the fact that 50% of the time I'll have no idea what someone is saying to me, which is still something of a shock as we're both speaking English, and I smile even more at strangers than I did back home. It's been harder for my husband. He was learning the new job that had dragged us here in the first place. But if I'm honest with myself, I'm already longing for another change.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
While I was happy back home in the UK, I loved travelling, meeting local people and experiencing new cultures. And I'd always wanted to see Australia, so I needed no convincing when the chance to study there came up. It wasn't a complete surprise. After all, I'd been chasing this opportunity for months. But I was overjoyed when they said yes. Life's great. I can afford to live pretty well, and communication's no problem, of course. But I did think the winter would be milder. Last year's just happened to be the worst in 26 years. Even my neighbours found it hard to bear and complained about it every time we met.
Speaker 2.
Don't get me wrong, the people here are great. We laugh at the same things. The food is as good as they say, but, well, when I arrived, I was ambitious to make my mark on the company, pass on my skills and shake things up with my fresh ideas. Turns out this isn't how things are done here. I soon felt I was getting nowhere. It's disappointing. You know, there are many things that might push someone to seek new openings abroad. Maybe a painful breakup, maybe a dead-end career. With me, out of the blue, I was offered a job that sounded perfect. Looking back, I should perhaps have done more research before I signed up.
Speaker 3.
4 years ago, we started a new life in the Italian countryside. We'd been working in TV in Hollywood, like most people there, but an uncontrollable itch to do something different had surfaced. We knew nobody in Italy, had never lived in the countryside before, had no farming experience. We weren't even skilled gardeners, but we loved every minute of it. We spoke basic Italian, that was about it. We couldn't get over how puzzled the villagers were about our decision. They kept saying, "What are you doing here? Why give up good jobs to come here?" How funny, we thought. They just don't understand. Well, 4 years later, we certainly do.
Speaker 4.
I felt I was taking a risk staying where I was. Opportunities for young journalists had vanished, really. One or two colleagues I knew had gone to Europe and prospered, so why not join them? Before leaving, I imagined my new life, sipping coffee in a beautiful sunlit old flat, or popping to the stores, or traveling around by effortlessly hopping on the bus. It turns out old flats aren't very nice, even the more expensive ones. Instead, my sunlit living room was built in 2007, the shops are two bus rides away, and as for the buses, slow, no climate control, and diversions mean it's less effortless than I'd reckoned.
Speaker 5.
From the minute we arrived and climbed into the taxi, on what felt like the wrong side of the road, the differences kept coming. I'd say most of the ones we've encountered here we've accepted with good humour. I live with the fact that 50% of the time I'll have no idea what someone is saying to me, which is still something of a shock as we're both speaking English, and I smile even more at strangers than I did back home. It's been harder for my husband. He was learning the new job that had dragged us here in the first place, but if I'm honest with myself, I'm already longing for another change.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.